Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It's Monday. It is July the 22nd, 2024. Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Jay.
Morning.
We got presents.
Oh, we do? What do we got?
We got a present. Came in this box right here.
Ooh, a box.
Oh, I hope it's a fan.
I don't know who it is.
Ooh, I hope it's a fort.
I hope it's, well, you know what, Steve, that's, Kevin, how would you describe the size of that box?
That is a box that is the same size that I get my protein bars in.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah,
so like if you get a...
That's perfect description.
Whatever it is, a case of protein bars?
No. I think that's what they call them, yeah.
Whatever it is, yeah. You know, like the ones you just...
Yeah, I know what ones you're talking about. Yeah, that's a perfect description.
It's like a small box of minute rice.
Okay, okay.
Because there's the gigantic minute rice box,
yeah.
But then this is like the small single guy rice box.
So, yeah, Steve, you could make that a fort.
I see what you're doing.
So we're going to start off the week like that, aren't we?
You said, I hope it's a fort. I don't know how big a box normally you would get. I opened it up. Look, you see what's in it?
Nothing.
Yeah, you know why? I already took it out. Anyway, I don't know why we're
okay, that was anticlimactic, Jay. That was very tricky.
It was tricky. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Why are we getting...
Honey? Because you always say you want honey.
Well, I mean, that seems like that's a... It didn't say where it came from. That's a very generous, expensive present.
It is.
It's Nate's honey.
Nate's?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he needs it back.
That's probably where it came from.
Yeah. And it's 100% pure, raw, unfiltered honey, which is extremely generous.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we've got honey, and I don't know who it's from. It does say Jay, Kevin, and Steve on the box. So, gentlemen, help yourselves to the pure, raw, and unfiltered honey. I'm very excited about this.
How many ounces?
It's 2 pounds, bro.
No, it's not.
Yeah, 2 pounds. How about that? What are you, are you looking up to see how much it is?
I know I've ordered that before from Walmart.
Is this what you do when you get a gift? You immediately go to Google to see wonder what they paid for that.
I'm just curious how into it they are.
Let's see how generous they are. I mean, that's very nice.
Very nice. Let's play the pricing game. How much is Nate's 100% pure, raw,
$16.
Game's over.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
$16.94.
All right. Well, you could have...
Jay's a winner.
He could have said 17 and he would have been closer.
That's true, but he wouldn't.
I was going to say 15.
Okay, but, okay, well, there you go. Well,
yeah, that's
thank
a
you
great,
for being honest,
that's a
Steve.
Very generous gift, whoever you are.
I mean, we could guess who we think sent it, but...
But it's weird that they don't have...
Like, it doesn't say anything. Hopefully somebody will text.
Is there a return address?
No. That's not how Amazon works, bro.
Oh,
I don't know if you know anything about Amazon.
It's Amazon, okay.
Yeah, they don't like have a return address that I'm aware of. Or is, I don't even, now that I think about that, is there a place on an Amazon order where you could put a note?
Boy, some probably. It would have to come from the actual company itself.
Yeah, they would have to give you that option of, hey, if it's a present or it's some sort of gift, you could jot a note. But I don't. But anyway, whoever that was, thank you. And hopefully you're listening right now and we'll acknowledge the fact that it was you. And then
it was very kind, very, very kind. Yes. I will say that there is a pure raw bulk honey, 1 gallon for $60.
Let's not look the gift horse in the mouth.
Okay.
Let's just be grateful and move forward.
Thank you is what I meant.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Watermelon?
Yep.
Cantaloupe?
Right.
Honeydew.
Also, which melon was the most difficult to ball?
Probably the honeydew.
A little bit harder,
firmer,
right?
Firmer, yeah.
Yeah, firmer, and also the way that I cut it, you know, know, you cut it in half and then you ball.
Right. Talk video.
Kevin James.
Hey, it's me, Steve. I'm going to show you a really cool life hack on how to ball a honeydew melon.
Well, it's...
Cut in half, ball.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
Oh, not much. Started my day with doing a what's up to someone.
Okay.
Quite a weird moment.
You mean you saw someone at like a store or something and you just said, what's up?
No,
or?
No. I was pulling out of my apartment complex.
Okay.
And
window down.
Window down, of course. AC on, though. I was hot this morning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was one of those. I moved around a little bit too much this morning.
And why? Was it hot yesterday?
It already got. Yeah. And for Steve, Steve and I already got in an argument today.
Well, that's not surprising. You're both awake.
Like, it was really hot yesterday. And I'm like, yeah, it was really hot Saturday, too.
Yeah, it was hot all weekend, yeah. Oh, he said,
Kinda. And I was like, listen, that means you probably didn't go outside Saturday. I was outside from, 1:30 until 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So it was hot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, it was... Even hotter yesterday.
That's point all I'm well saying.
Yeah, point well. Again, he has to always win on a technicality.
Yeah, that's right. He was just making a point.
And so you are right, Steve.
Hotter yesterday than
hotter
Saturday.
It was hotter yesterday than Saturday.
107 but, yesterday, was it?
Yep, officially.
What was it on Saturday?
103, I saw.
Child's play, baby.
Yeah, it really is nothing if you think about it.
Now.
In comparison.
Right, and today I think only 100, so.
Oh, don't even complain. But this morning, I pull out of my apartment complex, and I'm very bad at this, where I get out of my garage, and I go around the first little corner, and then there's where I have to pull onto a street.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times where I'm busy doing something else, usually putting on my seatbelt, which is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I always look at the sidewalk, because there's people walking dogs at that time in the morning, or whatever. So
smart.
Bicycles, whatever.
Yeah.
But I oftentimes can't see the road that great because there's cars in the way.
And you need glasses.
And so I just kind of pull out nice and slow, minding my own business. Like, hey, if you don't see me, you're going to hit me.
Okay.
So I just kind of pull out slow to the middle of the road and half turning the car while I'm putting my seatbelt on.
Kevin Eugene.
I know. Well, there's really nobody around. But there was a man in the middle of the road.
So there are
jogging.
People around, apparently. Yeah.
He was jogging.
Or is it yogging?
Now, why was he in the middle of the road jogging? Because there's nobody around. And he knew it.
Sure, yeah.
So he's jogging down the middle of the road,
right.
And he's quite a ways ahead of me when I pull into the middle
Same
of the
direction?
Road.
Same direction?
Opposite.
Okay.
He was coming at me. I was coming at him.
Gotcha.
And my window is down. And I thought.
Oh, boy.
I go, hey, let's go, and I put my hand out the window,
like,
and
to
he
high
gave
five
me a high five, and
no
it was the most
way.
Awesome experience
what?
I've ever had on a Monday morning.
That's incredible.
He gave me a high five, because I go, let's go, man, and I put my hand out the window to him, and he just calmly, boom, gave me a little high five and just kept running.
Okay, I like that interaction.
We're 100% bros. Okay. I don't know if I'll ever see him again. I don't know if I can identify him out of a lineup.
Well, yeah, but I don't know, and probably the same for him.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that you were driving very slow and almost hit him and were putting on your seatbelt. But other than that.
Had it on then. That's how I could safely give him a high five.
Also, I feel like that should be like a greeting card. Like if you send it to somebody, like, you know, like I just send you a, hey, it's a Wednesday greeting card for no reason. And I just send it to you and you open it up and it says, we're 100% bros.
We're now bros.
Who wouldn't want that on a middle week?
Yeah, that's great.
No
100%
reason why.
Bros.
We're 100% bros.
Is that right next to the happy birthday cards? Or
it
where
is
that?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you look in the section, it says, you know, his birthday, her birthday, anniversary, grandparents' day, 100% bros.
That's a good one.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Right. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Howdy there.
Oh, hello. I tell you who I'm 100% bros with, or who I was with before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was living in Minnesota,
yeah,
we ran church services on our radio stations.
Oh, okay.
And
quite, I mean, I love that. That is the ultimate small town.
It is.
We got to make some money. Who can we go to? I know, God.
Yep.
Okay, Kevin.
Well, so I had many experiences with issues.
With God himself?
No.
That seems weird.
No. Technical problems.
Oh, with the misunderstanding.
Of the services.
Yeah, yes.
And we're back.
So I had given my telephone number to one of the gentlemen who works or was doing like the technology stuff at one of the churches.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
And he would call me quite frequently because basically something would be wrong at the station or at the church. And he'd be like, all right, you have to go in and, you know, see if we can fix what's going on.
Right.
Well, the other day, this weekend, actually yesterday, I guess, who do I get a call from?
That same guy?
Yeah.
Because there was a problem?
Yeah.
And he didn't know that you didn't work there anymore?
Correct.
Oh,
so
no.
They haven't had problems for that long?
Wow. Is it because you left?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's wild, Steve, that there were always problems, and then just all of a sudden he's like, hey, Steve, we have a problem.
Hey, Steve.
What did you tell him?
This is Joe from St. Christopher's.
Yeah. Well, no, here's the thing. Like, I had sent him a message. I was like, hey, just so you know, I'm moving, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
And then I gave him, like, other people's information.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But then I was woken up.
Oh, it was. Of course you were, because service is early and they have a time change.
Yeah, 2-hour time difference. And
wow.
I mean, I would always be woken up anyway when he would call.
Really?
Because it was in the morning. And
sure,
the whole
yeah.
But yeah.
Wow.
So
you couldn't fix it, huh? Lack of effort.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about making the, what is it? How many hours is that over there, Jay?
Two. Oh, you mean the trip?
Yeah.
Oh, 19 hours?
Yeah, I was thinking about making the 19-hour trip over there, but...
Yeah, I'll get there as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was usually like... There was always someone else working there, not necessarily me.
Right.
I would sometimes be doing it, but I don't know. I was always the person that he could get a hold of, apparently, so he decided to call me.
Yeah, I guess when Steve told him he didn't work there anymore, the man said...
Oh, Judas Priest.
Sorry. What was his issue? Do you know? You were not able to fix it over the phone or give him advice?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I mean, I know what it is because it's always what they had. Like,
it's always the same thing.
Basically.
Yeah.
If we had a power glitch or something, or they did, you'd have to restart a box, basically.
Oh.
Plug it in, plug it out.
Pretty big tech issue over the last few days. Not sure if you paid attention to it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff going on with that tech issue.
And it's weird because I'm assuming that a lot of the people who are listening have had zero issue. So it's weird when you realize it was worldwide and they were still canceling 1,200 flights yesterday, not just Delta, and you're like, that thing's still going on? Huh. And that's something.
Is it still going on?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
No, I saw somebody post last night. This is the craziest political time in our history, and it's very wild, and, you know, no matter what side you're on, it's just...
Sure.
It's crazy, and, you know, Joe Biden stepping down, and blah, blah,
what?
Blah.
What?
Yeah. It happened. You didn't probably get it because of the glitch.
Huh.
And it goes on and on, his post does.
As they tend to.
And it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
And then... somebody commented below, yeah, I totally get it. I'm dealing with it right now in Portland or whatever. And he goes, huh? What's happening in Portland? I haven't heard. And he goes, my flight's delayed.
Okay.
That's
kinda.
Actually funny.
Pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. No, there was a lot of people who just struggled to get flights over the weekends. Weird, yeah. I mean, but again, unless it's if it's your world, it's everything. If you don't really know anybody that's dealing with it, you're like, sure was hot, huh?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Experts have discovered.
Kevin James.
Experts have discovered.
Yeah.
Another reason why you should sleep in over the weekend.
Because otherwise you slur your words.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
How are we doing today, do you think, on a 1 to 10? Let's just get a little quick scorecard here. Steve, how you doing on a scale of 1 to 10 today?
How am I doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
7.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Do you have troubles? Do you need to talk about it?
Oh, geez, here we go.
I mean, always, but I'll survive.
Kevin, how you doing on a 1 to 10 scale today, buddy? Buddy.
Man, I'm indoors. I got a fan blowing on
me.
Let's
go.
Had a decent weekend. Uh-huh. I will say 8.5.
Oh. Well done. I like it. Okay. We're doing well.
How about you?
Oh, 10.
10?
Every day is a 10.
You say it. You speak it into existence, baby.
Holy cow.
Get up and say it's a 10. You watch your world change right in front of your very eyes, guys.
All right, it's a 10.
That's better, Steve. Way to go with the enthusiasm. Yes. Morgan Wallen must have been very, very bored in the last few days.
What is he up to?
What do you do when you're bored? Well, I mean, I'll just say it because there's too many answers that we could give right there. You just tease another song.
Don't mind me. I'm just talking. Tennessee.
Yeah,
Another one off the 36 song album.
Just keep going. Right? Just keep throwing them out there.
I like that Talking Tennessee, though. It's got a great sound to it.
And, you know, you just say, hey, guys, this one could be coming next. It's just, put it out. You know, it's out. People know why not? Yeah.
I thought I saw something else from him over the weekend shook my tree.
Really?
I know what it was.
How is your tree doing anyway?
My tree's great.
Is it okay?
What kind of tree?
My tree?
Yeah.
Fruit tree.
Clearly.
And it's not just one fruit. It's all fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It was his audition for The Voice.
Oh, okay.
And I watched the whole audition for The Voice.
Right.
You know who didn't pick him?
Blake.
Or didn't even turn their chairs. Blake Shelton and Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Swing and a miss. Just a bit outside.
There was one moment where you watch it now and you know he's a star, right? He's the biggest star in country music.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe top three in music right now, I bet.
Feels like it.
I mean, Taylor Swift.
Heard of
him.
Her. Mm-hmm. Shaboozy?
I don't know who's third. No. No. He's only got one song.
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry, Boozy. If you're listening.
Oh, is that his
name? They call him Shuh or Boozy.
Huh. Boozy's a better nickname.
Boozy's a better nickname, it seems like.
Sure.
Well, what's his first name?
Shuh.
I mean, that's a weird one. Anyway,
I think Shaboozy's his real name. Yeah, I might find that video and post it for everybody because it was enjoyable to watch.
It is kind of weird, yeah. And then you heard about the news, right?
Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go.
I mean, that was a big story over the weekend. The computer deal was the two biggest, probably the biggest stories from Friday on, right?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, they're the only things I heard about.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember. I didn't really watch any news or anything, but it was.
See, that's how you know it's a big story.
You couldn't miss.
Even if you didn't watch the news, you probably heard the news.
The presidential candidate pulling out, you know, what, 3.5 months?
Yeah, not even a presidential candidate, the president.
The president, the looking to be the president. See, mm-hmm. He's still going to be president, though.
Well, he still is.
Yeah, that's. I did hear somebody say something about that.
But he's not going to be president.
So is Vice President Harris running the country now? And I'm like, well, let's not get into that.
Did you want to tell some jokes immediately?
Yeah. I was like, no, he's still going to be president until the end of his term. He's just not going to try again.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, when you said he's not going to try, I understand what you're saying, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to try to be president again.
Right, yes, that's correct, yeah. I don't know if she's running the country. I'm not sure how that works. I mean, he's still recovering from COVID, so.
Yeah. He's only got how many months left? 5 months?
Well, technically through January.
Six months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not through January, but like, you know, the first part of January.
Sure. January 6th. A date for some reason sticks in my head.
I don't understand what you're saying. That's your audio vault.
What if we did a political show, but we were just smart Alex like we are? I think it could be a hit.
Let's give it a try. Here we go.
We are at a point in time where it is important, okay, to open the dialogue, right? And when you open the dialogue, you have people talking with each other, okay? They are in conversation, yes.
Was that one of those little dolls? You pulled a string on the back of it, or what was that? I don't know what that was.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The only thing I could find that was in a bottle that pours like honey is cough syrup. So what do you think of that? Not really a sweetener, but boy, it would taste different.
Cough syrup. If it's cherry, I say go for it.
Kevin James.
It's the cheap version, so it's battery acid flavor.
Oh, yeah, don't do it. Because you're basically putting battery acid in battery acid.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
And again, thanks for the honey, whoever that was that sent that. Thank you. I don't have to use cough syrup
today.
Still
a mystery.
Yeah. We received some Nate's, Nature Nate's Honey Company. The word. What does that say? Hold on, I can't
what?
Read
it. What?
Can't read it. It's really small.
Oh, you're trying to read the whole bottle. I see.
The word is sweeter than honey.
The word.
All right.
How about the world?
Nope. The maybe. Word. Oh, thy word.
Thy word.
Thy word is sweeter than honey.
Oh, yes.
100% pure, raw, unfiltered honey. Thank you. Whoever that was, we do appreciate that.
I don't know much about Nature Nate, but does he sound like a man who gets honey naked?
Gets honey naked?
Nature Nate. That Nature Nate to me seems like a naked guy. I
feel like that's just asking to be stung in all the wrong places.
It really is.
Is that a person?
Nature Nate?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got his face.
What do you
on the
think
bottom.
It is?
Well, I mean, maybe it's a show. Maybe it's like, in Wizard of Oz with honey.
Did you hit your head?
I don't know what this means.
You know how there's not really it's the guy behind.
Oh, I see what we're doing. You're trying to ruin it.
I'm trying to ruin honey for you.
You're trying to ruin honey.
Yeah, thanks.
Who are you, man? Who are you and what are you doing?
To the text line.
This guy over here just trying to ruin honey. Maybe Nature Nate's not a real guy. Maybe he wears clothes while he's getting his honey. For that, I hope. I think the whole bee suit thing is kind of necessary. How hot would that be to wear?
Probably pretty warm, I bet.
Not as hot as yesterday.
This text says, first time since winter, I said forget it this weekend and did nothing.
Yeah, I don't
think
you're
alone. And didn't care.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone.
Yeah, just as I just didn't go outside. I think there was some, of that where you just go, you know what? I'm good. I'm good for a while. I don't really blame you. It was to the point where... Which is the follow-up text. How cool would it have to be for you to think it's actually nice to be outside? Like, what temperature now will it have to be? Because we set a record for a record high yesterday, and we've also set a record for the number of 90-degree-plus days in a row.
That is correct.
Which I don't know what the number
yesterday,
is.
Yesterday, fourth hottest day in Spokane history.
Yeah, man. Yeah, body.
Only beaten by a 109 and a 108, I believe.
Man.
Which would make it seem like it's third.
Well, maybe tied at some point.
But they did say fourth. That was from Matt Gray, KXOY meteorologist Matt Gray.
Thank you, Kevin. So how hot would it be for you to, I mean, what's the temperature, the daytime temperature where you now go, man, it feels so much cooler today.
Well, here's what's dumb is I was thinking about it. Like, if it's 87 this weekend.
Yeah.
That would I'm going to be like, well, that's 20 degrees cooler.
Right. That's
pretty good. Like, that might feel okay. Yeah. Right?
Oh, man. I mean, depending on what you're doing, it will still feel warm, but
absolutely.
Holy smokes, it is still summer, but man.
But a little different.
When you think of it, like you said, 20 degrees, that's a minute.
Like, okay.
I did see a bunch of people posting, like, winter pics.
Oh, really?
And being like, oh, yeah, well, you know, just a few more months and we got this to look forward to.
I don't know if I like that post or don't like that post. Kevin, are you going to be at Silver Hoops?
Are you doing Silver Hoops? Yeah, who's asking?
Billy. I think his name is Billy.
Billy? Mm-hmm. Hey, Billy.
Okay.
Billy.
I mean, just asking for a friend,
yes-ish.
Maybe.
Yes-ish. I cannot do all of it. This, I have a wedding on Saturday evening.
Okay.
But I will be there either Saturday during the day some and probably most of the day Sunday.
Okay.
But my main man, Jacob, will be there.
There you go.
Running the show.
By the way, Roberta sent the honey, guys.
Of course she did.
Mystery solved. It wasn't really a mystery. Of course, it was Roberta. But yeah, thank you, Roberta.
Sweeter than thy word.
Yeah, thank you, Roberta.
She is sweeter than thy word.
Still not 100% sure what that means.
I do like this one from Kim. I set a goal this weekend to not leave the house. Nailed it.
Nice work. That was Kim?
Yeah.
What did you do, Kim? Did you watch a great show?
That's a good question.
That's what I did yesterday. I just
locked it down yesterday.
Yeah, dude, I was like,
I think that was the day a lot of people did it. Like, you were out Friday, maybe Saturday, and then Sunday you're like, bro, I'm done.
Yeah, Saturday was just
We're 100% bros, but man.
100% bros. When I'm out in it all day, I just like, yeah, yesterday I had no intentions of going anywhere.
Don't blame you.
There was one point where I was like, gosh, I sure am thirsty. I have nothing here to drink. And then I was like, yeah, you know what? Get a Walmart grocery order.
There you go.
So that's what I did. So I would have drinks. But yeah, it was not a go outside day.
No. And finally this, can you give a shout out to Wyatt? Wyatt is turning 10 years old today. Let's go, Wyatt. We're 100% bros.
Woo!
Yeah, Wyatt, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, Wyatt. Big double-digit dude.
Let's dab it up.
What?
Let's go.
You've taken it too far.
Hey, we're 100% bros. 100% what do you think we're going
to
do?
Yeah. Happy birthday to Wyatt.
Steve, do you even know how to do the cool handshakes and stuff?
What does that mean?
Are you familiar with the bro hug?
What? Sure?
I don't think so. Jay, do you think he knows what it is?
I doubt it.
Come in here.
I don't know what you want me. Okay.
Come at me.
Come at me. Well, I don't know if we got to fight about it.
If I have to explain it, then you don't know. Right, Jay?
It's going to be.
I mean, because anybody that I see that I don't know. Is he coming in?
He's coming in.
All right. He's coming in. Producer Steve.
He was very concerned that you were taking so long. Grab three, Kevin. Kevin, grab three over there so I can hear you a little bit. Steve's got four.
Come here, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, just get over there closer.
All right, hey, Steve, what's up? Good time. Good to see you.
Oh, he's got it. Oh, he did it. He did it.
Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. You're my idol.
Did I do it?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, you did it.
Okay.
That was well
very
done.
Awkward. But you knew what was up.
Let's go, Steve.
No,
it was great.
What's up, Steve?
He just put his hand on top of Kevin's head.
You just call me a dork?
Yeah, you're a dork.
Well done, Steve.
You're our dork.
You're so great.
Not the first time, not the last time. Happy birthday, Wyatt.
Yeah.
100% bros.
100%. 99.9 Coyote.